Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, we got something rarer than a product launch or a benchmark claim. We got an answer, an expensive, public, slightly uncomfortable answer. And the market's response to it tells me more about where we actually are with enterprise AI than any of the headlines did. Let's get into it. Klarna. You've probably seen the story. They publicly converted roughly 700 customer service roles into what they called an AI workforce transformation initiative. Then, and this is the part that deserves more airtime than it's getting, they reversed course. They're rebuilding toward a hybrid model. AI handles routine volume. Humans handle escalations, judgment calls, the messy edge cases. That's not a story about AI failing. That's a story about management asking the wrong first question. The wrong question was, how many people can we cut? The right question, the one that builds something durable, is what could our best people do if they never had to touch the repetitive stuff again? Those two questions sound similar. They produce completely different systems. Replacement thinking assumes the messy part of human work is overhead. It isn't. In customer support, the messy part is where trust gets saved, where churn gets prevented, where a frustrated customer becomes a retained one. When you optimize away the people who handle ambiguity, you don't eliminate complexity. You just defer it until someone's angry enough to make it expensive. I've been saying since February, agents are extensions of people, not replacements for people. Klarna just paid tuition to learn the same lesson in public. And I'll add this, because I don't want it to get normalized. 700 jobs were part of the path to this lesson, and we still don't have public placement or reskilling data for those workers. That absence matters. If companies want applause for AI-led workforce transformation, they should also be expected to show the outcome for the people whose jobs became the experiment. If Klarna publishes that data in Q3, they'll earn real credit for honesty. If they don't, that absence becomes part of the case study too. Now let's talk about the number that should be tattooed on every enterprise AI roadmap, 88%. That's the share of AI agent pilots that never reach production. Only 31% of enterprises have even one agent in production. And here's where it gets clarifying. Vertical-first deployments, bounded scope, clear KPIs, specific domain, show 79% pilot survival past 6 months. Meanwhile, generic experiments without defined success criteria collapse at rates that should make every Skunkworks enthusiast deeply uncomfortable. The pattern is obvious if you're willing to read it. Bounded, governed, domain-specific deployments are winning. Broad, architecture-first experiments are not. Complexity is not the cure for complexity. Clear scope is. A specific workflow is. The big orchestration suites promising to solve the 88% failure rate may, in fact, be prescribing more of the disease. Meanwhile, I gave Microsoft's lazy graph rag claim through the end of June to attract independent validation. The claim was a 700 times lower query cost than full GraphRAG for global queries. That is a headline number. And 45 days later, there's no third-party benchmarking, no archive replications, no practitioner receipts worth citing. I'm not calling Microsoft wrong. I am calling the silence meaningful. In a market this active, validated infrastructure breakthroughs don't stay lonely long. If that cost collapse were real and reproducible under conditions most enterprises actually run, the ecosystem would be lit up with replications and rebuttals. Instead, quiet. The charitable explanation: enterprises are testing it privately. The less charitable one: the benchmark configuration is narrower than the headline suggested. Either way, as of today, it's still a vendor claim, not a market-validated constraint removal. I wanted to write a different story. I can't yet. And then there's the governance number I can't stop thinking about. 21.9%. That's the share of teams treating AI agents as independent, identity-bearing entities with their own credentials and auditable scope. Flip it over. 78.1% are not.
That means the vast majority of deployed agents are operating with borrowed credentials, inherited permissions, and audit trails you cannot cleanly reconstruct. You might know a system action happened. You may even know which employee the permission chain traces back to. But you may not know what the agent did, what it was authorized to do, or whether it exceeded the scope anyone intended. Governance debt compounds, just like technical debt. except it usually arrives with legal review attached. So, here's where we actually are at the end of Q2. Klarna ran the replacement experiment all the way into the wall. Pilot to production rates confirm that narrow and governed beats broad and ambitious. Microsoft made a cost claim that the market hasn't validated, and most teams are deploying agents without real identity controls, hoping nothing goes wrong. The companies that win from here aren't asking how to eliminate the most people. They're asking how to free their best people from the work that keeps them performing below their ceiling. That's a better question. It builds better systems, and, not incidentally, it produces better ethics. Klarna already paid for that lesson. You don't need to buy it again. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.